From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Patty Duke, reading The Longest Road by Jeannie Williams. Now, let's begin with her dedications. For my mother Luella, who died young but lives in my heart. For my father, Guy Cry, who had a generous spirit and liked to laugh. For my brother Louis, my sister Naomi, my aunt Dorothy and aunt Thelma and uncle Lou, who remember the blowing dust and whose memories helped bring reality to this book. And now, the author's note. This book truly began on the western Kansas-Oklahoma border, where my first memories were of drifted dust and tumbleweeds and dreams of the end of the world. The catalyst was listening half a century later to Woody Guthrie singing, "So long, it's been good to know you," and discovering that it was not only a Dust Bowl song, but an end-of-the-world song, too. On those marvelous Library of Congress tapes recorded by Alan Lomax in 1940, Rounder Records, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Woody not only sings of those days when so many people were forced on the road, but he tells of his own experiences. His songs fused with my memories and half-memories, and I knew I had to write this story of my homeland and my people. As well as recording her own recollections, my sister Naomi Zabrowski did valuable research and gave many helpful suggestions. I cannot thank her enough for her interest and encouragement during the long months it took to write the story. My brother, Louis Cry, told me details he remembered.